Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's WTIC Rants Line time. We start off with rants, except we've got Michael Leibowitz live on the line from prison, so we slip him right in because he has time constraints. Hello there, Mike.
Hello, Todd. So I wanted to give you a quick wrap on something that you and I discuss and you promote on a daily basis, and that's the American system of government.
Yes.
It occurs to me is that to just say we want to advocate the American system of government is not enough. I think we need to explain why we should be advocating and supporting the American system of government. And to me, the answer to that question is the American system of government is the system that upholds and protects the natural individual rights of its citizens, of the government citizens. But then that kind of, I think, begs the question, well, what are natural rights and why are they important? And I think that that's the key question that needs to be answered. I don't think I can answer it right now, but I would like to see if any of your listeners could give a good articulation of what natural rights are and why they're important.
So you just dropped in to give us that conversation idea.
So, well, basically, yes. I could go into it, but I don't want to take up too much of your time. And I also have something else I want to say, if that's okay, unless you have a question about the American system of government.
No, that's all right. Go ahead and on to your second topic, Mike.
Okay, so I'm planning on filing what's called a sentence modification, and I, quite frankly, I need an attorney. So if there's any lawyers out there who would be willing to represent me pro bono or maybe on a payment plan, most of the work is already done from a previous modification that I did. But if any lawyers would be willing to help, please contact me through my friend Subby at rabbitholect@gmail.com. rabbitholect@gmail.com. And no hate mail, please. It'll drive him crazy.
Okay, so you're looking for an attorney to represent you. Who would this be a lawsuit against?
I'm sorry, Ted. I couldn't hear you. It's a madhouse in here.
Yeah, it does sound noisy. Who would you be filing suit against?
Who would I be what?
Filing suit against. You want to file a lawsuit,
no, it's
right?
It's not a lawsuit. It's a sentence modification. It's a hearing. It's a motion to reduce my sentence. I have cases in multiple courts. So I previously filed one in a different court and got a couple years knocked off. And now I'm looking to file one in another court and get some years knocked off.
So you're looking for a criminal attorney?
Yes. That'd be willing to either do it pro bono or on a payment plan, something that's affordable because I'm broke.
All right. Makes sense. Michael Leibowitz, thank you, sir. All righty. Take care. Have a good weekend. 860-522-9842, rant line time. Let's get the first one going. Let's get the whole thing launched. Some really good calls today. I'm so impressed with some of the callers coming down the line these days.
Hey, Todd. A few questions to ponder. Considering Ned defers to Josh for everything, will Josh be the one walking Ned's daughter down the aisle on her wedding day sometime this month? Will everybody be properly social distanced at the reception at the ceremony? Also, I'm highly curious as if the state would suddenly be shut down after her wedding. Thanks, Todd. Love to listen to you. Bye.
Well, love getting phone calls like that.
Hey, Todd. Just a point on how much of a joke the football thing is about not letting them play. I was all over my mayor earlier this year about the basketball courts. They took the rims off the basketball hoops because they were afraid it was going to spread COVID. And I was all over them. And finally, July 6th, they put the rims back on. And for two straight months, I've just seen guys bumping into each other, sweating all over each other on these basketball courts all over. And our numbers are not going up. Cases are not going up. Deaths keep going down. So this whole football thing's a joke. These kids should play without masks on, without any of the garbage, and there shouldn't be any restrictions. Every sport should be playing. So that's my main point. The people in Bristol that I kept emailing, of course, I've got a Democratic mayor, Democratic city council, and everything here. So nobody listened to me. And it was all deaf ears, but I don't know. It's just a total joke. That's basically the point of it. See you later.
Well, thank you. That is a good point to make. It is crazy what's going on right now. 860-522-9842. Rant line time, but we mix in live calls. Jerry from Stratford. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi, Todd. What better day than September the 11th to refute the smear, the profile, that all cops have an inherent racism or bias, or that all cops are like that Derek Chauvin or whatever his name is in Minnesota. Because today we're reminded that police and firemen are motivated often by necessity, by heroism and sacrifice. And I'm not just talking about the cops that ran into the building along with the firemen, but also the cops that put themselves at great risk to rescue people who were trapped in the rubble afterwards. And so this Black Lives Matter / Antifa / these, these privileged kids, you know, like they're beating their spoons on their high chairs / the Democratic Party, including, you know, everyone here in Connecticut in the Connecticut General Assembly, their position, their bias, their profiling of the police is that they're bigoted and biased and they have to be handcuffed, when in fact the opposite is true. And today is the day we should remember that the Democratic Party view of the police is different than the real one. And if you don't believe me, just listen to Al Sharpton, who certainly is against police brutality, but also is against defunding the police, because he understands all these black children have been murdered directly because of a lawlessness that's been allowed to spread on our streets.
Jerry, thank you so much for the call. Well done. And it's a worthy message. 860-522-9842. The rant line number, 751-4698. That's a number you can call 24/7 to let us know what's on your mind. Okay, more rant line calls coming your way right now.
Hey, Todd. Chris from Wallingford. I was just listening to the news and heard our hypocritic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi comments in the beginning of February to Bob Woodward. But as we all recall, wasn't she out in Chinatown at the end of February?
So it broke up a little bit, but I think the point of the caller is that Nancy Pelosi was being critical of Trump's comments about COVID to Bob Woodward. And he's reminding us that Nancy Pelosi was going out doing a restaurant promotion in San Francisco in the end of February. I think it was the 24th of February. She went out to eat. And remember, Ned did the same thing where he went out to pump up going out to eat and going to Chinese restaurants in the month before shutting down the state. And it does, I think it's an interesting point regarding exactly what was true and what was false, and who knows what was true and false during that period of time.
As we all recall, wasn't she out in Chinatown at the end of February? So I don't understand how you can condemn somebody when you were doing the same thing. Everybody was downplaying it because a lot wasn't known about the virus at the time. All the rest of this is just noise.
Well, I think that's true, what you just said. I think there are other things that played to Trump's benefit with regard to this controversy. I played you the sound cuts yesterday of the advice Trump was getting. And one of the pieces of advice he was getting, one of the pieces of guidance, was that this was going to be as bad as 1918, 50 million people would die. And there was advice like that circulating. There were people doing modeling, and they got the modeling wrong. And there's no reason to think that the president was talking the truth when he was talking to Bob Woodward, because Bob Woodward is an inside the Beltway creature. He spent his whole life there since the Nixon stories that he was chasing down in, what was that, 74. All right, this guy's the consummate insider, Bob Woodward. Donald Trump would have no respect for him. Donald Trump was telling what he thought would impress him, because Woodward was interviewing him for a book. This is Trump. This is classic Trump. It just burns me that the media, which is supposed to be delivering truth to us, is in the advocacy business, is in the business of trying to hustle us and trying to rig elections. This bothers me that those who are journalists, news creatures, no longer practice journalism, that they are in. And there's supposed to be some intellectual curiosity behind this. Why do they not think about what Trump was up to? Why do they not consider that Trump wasn't telling the truth when he was talking to Bob Woodward, that he was telling his truth, his interpretation, his presidential leadership when he spoke to the American people? Why should we get hit with this con job from the news media? It's disgusting.
Hey, Todd, it's Jeremy. I'm actually driving on 84 right now, but I really like your show. I listen to it every day. But you need to get to the real issue. Like for example, like Donald Trump says, he was trying to downplay the COVID-19. So far, we're up to 190 people gone. You need to address the real issue, Todd. I mean, you're a good guy. I love what you're doing. But I'm a Democrat, never voted for a Republican. But I admire you. But you need to address the real issue. Thank you.
So, Jeremy, I just addressed this with the previous caller, that 190,000 people dead, we were told there would be a couple million. So if you were to just use numbers the way you're looking to do and say we should be horrified, the thing we should be horrified about is that 191,000 people have died, but we were told 2 million were going to die. And what was that all about? And wasn't it wise of the president to not have run out and said 2 million people are going to die? Because that was a bad prediction, and he didn't believe it. And aren't we lucky that he didn't believe it? And isn't he right to be more optimistic and not to believe those people? And by the way, this is coming from the deep state, the insiders in Washington, who had declared war against him before he took office and have been running a coup against him, which this whole disinformation campaign is part of. That's the truth, I think, Jeremy. Mike calling from West Hartford. Hi, Mike. All right, Mike's gone from West Hartford. Let's try Jim in Manchester. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Todd. You know, you're talking a little bit about the media, and I just think that, you know, the media is completely corrupted. It's not just biased. It's corrupted at its core. Our politicians are pretty corrupted, and I think we as a society have to strive to somehow figure out what the truth is on things, and the media is not providing it for us. Our politicians are not providing for us. We've seen in the COVID instance how gullible the American people are, how people can just be told something. And even if the facts don't bear it out, they just continue to follow what the government tells them. And so for people out there that have, you know, gone through life and accepted this 9/11 tale that's been told, I would encourage people to really open their mind and take another look at it. And on this day, we should be more concerned with figuring out, you know, what the truth is than...
Which tale are you talking about?
Well, the whole 9/11 narrative, you know. I don't have time, Todd, to go through it. I can go through it if you want. If you want me to talk about it, but there's a, you know, there's. I mean, what they're telling
no, but,
the government.
All right, so but, you don't believe the whole story of
no,
Al-Qaeda
no,
and all that.
I would say that anyone that's looked at it with an open mind would have to say the same thing. And I'll just tell you, you know, the easiest thing, the simplest thing, before doing anything, we have two planes that took down three buildings in New York. Just start there. If that sounds normal to you, if that sounds like something you just go to sleep with and say, yeah, I'll believe it, you know, then good, sleep well. But I can tell you that if you look deeper into it, there's the vast majority of this evidence is very, very unsupporting of the narrative. But it's a lot. People have to get their head around it. I don't think they ever will. But
probably not, because I spent a lot of time reading into it and even interviewing the, what was it, the 9/11 truthers and stuff. And I couldn't make it add up. I mean, there are a lot of holes in the story, but I think there are holes in the conspiracy story as well.
Well, you know, one of the things, Todd, is that when we're evaluating things, sometimes we evaluate them with a certain amount of knowledge and experience. And as time goes on, you gain more knowledge and more experience, and you take a second look at it, and maybe the same.
Well, that's a good point, Jim. I'm certainly a lot less trustful of government, as I said earlier, than I was then. Thank you, Jim, for the call. Good evening. A weekend awaits. Hope you've got the pump primed, ready to go with some big fun. 860-522-9842. A few more rant line calls. A little bit more live calling as well. Hank, hello there.
Hey, how you doing? You know, as far as 9/11, two things that aren't mentioned that were mentioned after it happened. Maybe you recall this. The guy that ran that flight school in Minnesota, he had one of them 9/11 guys go to the flight school, and he was kind of puzzled because the guy only wanted to know how to fly the jet straight, didn't care about landing it or taking off. And he had called the FBI about him and said, I got a guy here that wants him just to know how to fly the plane straight. And they never got back to him. Then another thing, and you work for the station, and I could be wrong here, but I thought I heard it. If I'm not mistaken, Butch DePriest's brother-in-law was on one of them planes. I think he was an assistant coach for the Los Angeles Spurs hockey team, and he was going to you know, the training before the season started. You may want to check that, but I think it was Butch DePriest's brother-in-law.
Okay, and back to your original point, what's your interpretation of all this?
Well, I heard the guy, when this first happened, I haven't heard it in a few years, and that's just been 19 years, but he said a couple of times, he called the FBI and told them that it was...
But are you trying to make a point about government incompetence, or what exactly are you thinking?
Well, no, I'm not, you know what? No, I'm not calling them incompetent, the FBI that he called. Maybe somebody answered the phone that didn't get the right message to somebody. You know, you don't know...
Well, that would be incompetence. You remember the shooting in Florida a couple of years ago, the Parkland shooting, and there were numerous calls about the shooter made to the FBI, that the FBI field office somehow failed to transmit to the appropriate people. And those kinds of things are about a sick system, about one that's failing, not one that's vibrant and functioning.
I agree, and you can blame every administration. I mean, government departments are so huge today. Look at the Pentagon, some of the money that they spend for toilet seats. I mean, government is so big, you're going to get mess-ups, and I think every government department. I mean, how do you control such a big group?
Well, you have a smaller group, I think, is the main way. Hank, thank you for the phone call. Good to hear from you. The key way you control government that the founders decided upon was to make sure there was very little of it.
Hello. I am a teacher calling from far away New Haven. I noticed a lot of callers are calling in saying that, oh, just test for fevers. Oh, just test for this at the doorway to the school. Do they not understand that people have had COVID and had no symptoms, asymptomatic, no fever, but other symptoms? So that is not a cure-all and a safety for those of us who work in schools. Further, have you heard of the teacher in Columbia, South Carolina, Demetria Bannister, 28 years old, diagnosed on Friday with COVID, Monday dead of COVID? I think you really need to think carefully before you decide to toss teachers back into school and children back into school. We don't know what's going on with this virus, and we're playing fast and loose with a lot of people's lives.
And a lot of people's lives with the economy, too, and that's the big problem. It's not a one-sided ledger. Thank you for that phone call. Great rant call there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.